from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
Pittsburgh was good for me all the way around. I never miss a beat.
I was born and raised in Bel Subur.
Money don't make a happy man.
I wasn't born in
a happy man can go and make some money.
The fact that we had to go to black schools, couldn't eat in a restaurant.
To shine. And I shine with my mind, and I stay on my grind.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Reverend Johnny Monroe, age 70 at the time of this interview.
I grew up in South Carolina. I'm the youngest of four children born to sharecropping parents. And so I worked the farm. I went to a school that was founded by the Presbyterian Church. We had a loving community, adults and parents and teachers and principals who took care of us and loved us. So that's a good childhood. Oh, I've got several role models. One is a woman by the name of Lily B. Nelson. She lives in South Carolina. She is 103 years old. She taught me when I was in seventh grade. I learned from her dignity, that wanting to be somebody, that sense of somebodyness. I learned from her that I was as good as anyone else. I learned from her that I didn't have anything to fear, that we did not always want to be hewers of woods and drawers of water. And I learned from her to reach for higher heights in life. One of the greatest moments of my life was my first trip to Africa, to have my feet on the soil of Africa, to walk and talk with the people of Africa, and to witness that kind of history. As the sun was going down one evening, we went into one of the slave castles. That's the place where they kept and held the slaves until they shipped them off to America. And to have gone in there and just to think that that's where people who looked like me were kept, piled on top of each other like animals until it was time to put them on large ships and send them across the sea to America. And it led us through the slave castle to what they call a door of no return. And that's where they put the slaves on the ship. This is the continent, your home, your relatives, you're gone. And so I made three trips to Africa. I was fortunate to pastor Grace Memorial Presbyterian Church, a church in the hill, before I retired. Founded by one of the greatest men that ever lived, whose name was Henry Highland Garnett. Henry Highland Garnett bought his family the way out of slavery, educated himself, ended up in Pittsburgh as the president of Avery College, which was on the north side, and then came to the hill in 1867-68 and established the Grace Memorial Presbyterian Church. One of the greatest institutions in the black community is the church. The church has made the greatest contribution. Had it not been for the black church, we would not have had the civil rights movement. Had it not been for the black church, we would not have had many of the black institutions of higher learning. The church has produced great leaders in Pittsburgh, Bishop Foggy and Leroy Patrick. Bishop Foggy pastored the Wesley Center AME Zion Church. Dr. Leroy Patrick pastored Bethesda Presbyterian Church over in Homewood. Dr. Leroy Patrick is the first person to integrate Highland Park swimming pool. So there was a time when black kids couldn't swim in Highland Park swimming pool. Dr. Patrick couldn't swim either, but he got in the pool to make a point, to make a statement that black folk had a right to swim in Highland Park. Pittsburgh Interfaith Impact Network is a group who have come together across racial lines, across faith lines, across economic lines to fight for justice in the Allegheny County and surrounding areas. We feel that much of the change in society come of our faith communities. And so we have Jews, Christians, Catholics, Muslims, Blacks, Whites, all at the same table, talking about bring about justice, but also talking about eradicating gun violence, eradicating poor education, creating a good transportation system, and now fighting for a living wage and fighting to increase the minimum wage at least to $10 an hour. We feel the educational system in Pittsburgh is unjust when it comes to little Black boys and little Black girls all over Pittsburgh. When we begin to look at lower test scores, when we begin to look at some of the inequities in the school. So one of the things that we are fighting for is to ensure that there is excellent education for all the kids in the city of Pittsburgh. I'm very hopeful for today's youth. I'm convinced that we have some of the smartest, the brightest, most intelligent young people in the world today. Whenever I go into a group of young people, regardless to what age, I say to them and I look out in the audience, I see people who are able to build us a new society. I also believe that young people are going to be able to turn this world upright. When we talk about angels, angel to me denotes that sense of goodness, and I see in every child that sense of goodness. I'm convinced that young people, children, are basically good, and it's our responsibility to pull the good out of them. You see, because people live out our expectations of them. If I don't expect anything from them, I don't challenge them. And you see, that's one of the reasons I said to the school district that I don't like to see guards in the school. I don't like to see kids having to walk through metal detectors. You treat me like a prisoner, I'm gonna act like a prisoner.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Timothy Ziegler and Isaiah Bryce Pickens. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions in Pittsburgh. Learn more at slbradio.org.